In Massachusetts, a minor who is pregnant and wants to get an abortion needs parental permission. It's a law abortion rights advocates are pushing to change. WBUR's Miriam Wasser reports.
This is Jasmine Johnson. She was 16 when she found out she was pregnant.
I knew instantly once I found out that I was pregnant that I did not want to keep it.
She also knew she didn't want to tell her parents.
You know, your typical 16-year-old, you're scared of what your parents might say or do. I mean, I just didn't want to disappoint them.
Johnson's parents were teenagers when they had her. They drilled in the message that this was not something she should repeat.
It's very easy to judge when it's not your experience. So you say, oh, that won't happen to me. That's not something I'm going
to
do.
But then it happened, and she had to figure out what to do. A friend gave her the number for Planned Parenthood. She made an appointment and met with a counselor. The counselor told her that Massachusetts requires minors seeking an abortion to get parental consent. And if she wanted to get around it, she'd have to make her case in front of a judge.
For me, it was like, well, damn, would I rather tell a judge or would I rather tell my parents, right?
She chose the judge. Planned Parenthood connected her with a court-appointed lawyer, and she got a hearing date. The challenge was now in the logistics. How to get out of school, how to get to the courthouse and back, and how to do all of this without her parents finding out.
You're forging your own papers, your own notes to get out of school. So it was very, very much a timing, a scheduling, a transportation, just basic barriers. Like, I can't get here, I can't afford to get here, I can't cover for where I'm supposed to be when I'm actually here.
Jennifer Childs-Roschuk is president and CEO of the Planned Parenthood League of Massachusetts. She says for teens like Johnson, the parental consent provision is an unnecessary burden. She points out that we already trust young people to buy condoms, get birth control from a doctor. Why should abortion be different?
You know, I think the fact that young people actually go through that whole process is testimony to the fact that they know what they want and they're willing to jump over those barriers to get the same result that they would have gotten anyway if they had been trusted to make their own decision.
Jasmine Johnson made it to court, argued her case, and got permission for the abortion. Today she works at Planned Parenthood, and she'll be sharing her story as part of the organization's effort to pass a new bill known as the Roe Act. The legislation would do several things, including eliminate the need for parental consent. But not everyone agrees the law should change.
Abortion is a medical procedure, and it's an invasive medical procedure, so, you know, it's not nothing from a medical point of view.
Ann Fox is president of Massachusetts Citizens for Life. She thinks that if we require minors to get parental consent before getting their ears pierced, we should do it for abortion, too. She also says it's important that parents be involved in their children's lives, particularly their health care.
The law is a great teacher, and any time if the law is essentially saying we want to break down a relationship in the family, we want to impose ourselves, I think that's a very negative.
People on both sides of the debate acknowledge that the majority of minors who seek an abortion do it with a parent's permission. It's those who can't or prefer not to that advocates like Jasmine Johnson worry about.
You never know what a minor's relationship is like with their parents. You don't know if it's actually a grandparent raising them and they're from a whole nother country, a whole nother decade, a whole nother belief system. Even though someone is technically, quote unquote, a minor at 16, you still have feelings. You still have privacy rights. You still have things that you want to keep to yourself. And sometimes your parents and you live in a completely different world.
More debate about abortion is sure to come in the next few months as lawmakers consider the Roe Act and advocates push to eliminate parental consent. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.